So first up, we've got the Panna Cotta Army with Oxford Blue.
My chips have gone cold. I'm a sorry sight to behold. My troubles were once few, but now they've multiplied 100 times since I met you.
I was trying to figure out what this sounded like. I think it's skiffle. I'm going to go with skiffle. It reminds me a little bit of Mungo Jerry's Summertime, which also has some nonsense sort of vocals in it. I think he goes psh, psh. Anyway, that's enough about Mungo Jerry. I think this is an interesting sound, and it's genre appropriate, the kind of scat vocals that he's doing in it. You know, this is a nice and inoffensive sort of song. It also really doesn't stand out for me. And it might be a stylistic thing where, you know, this style is sort of understated and doesn't really reach out and grab you. I didn't have anything negative to say about the song, but I also didn't have a lot positive to say about this song. It was just kind of there.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was, you know, undeniably pleasant. I thought it was really well executed and very well produced and charming. The wordless parts are prominent, maybe a little tacked on, but prominent, even if they're maybe not really incorporated well into the song very cleverly. But that's fine. It doesn't matter. It still checks that box. As for the sort of genre, I'm not thinking about Mungo Jerry. I'm thinking about who's that guy with like the white fedora and the white suit and the huge dark black mustache. If none of us knows who I'm talking about, then this is going to be a terrible...
Not a clue.
Damn it. I'll wake up screaming it later tonight, I'm sure.
Can you record that when you do?
Yes, I will. Yeah, and I'll edit it in. I'll edit it in here right now. 3, 2, 1.
Here's Leon Redbone.
But anyhow, I think it's sort of its whole sort of thing of music. This just relaxed brushes on the drums, easy strum of the guitar, you know, almost tropical kind of a thing. But yeah,
light jazz.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, but its own sort of super laid back, the defining part of this sort of jazz.
Yeah, I think it was just fine, and that may sound like faint praise, but it is perhaps appropriate. It was just fine. I feel like the scat was really like low energy, which is not what you normally expect. You mentioned they felt kind of tacked on. I did wonder if it was meant to be, the scat was meant to be a representation of the siren song that's mentioned in one of the lyrics, but it's not really connected. They're not close to each other, so I think that may have just been my own delusion. Yeah, it was okay. It was fine.
You drew me in like clickbait, and next thing I'd subscribed. So yeah, I thought it was interesting that the word clickbait appeared in a song of this genre. It feels like it's out of its time.
There is some cutesy stuff like that. I did like I'm mourning my joie de vivre. I thought that was a nice little turn of phrase. Otherwise, the cleverness of the lyrics didn't really strike me.